don't have to.
Oh, I really like this one.
Read another one. Okay, we could be done with that. Yeah,
I think that I don't agree with that PSA.
This whole thing is falling apart in my hands. So.
Somebody chatted. Try Samoan apple bananas. They are different.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. I feel like I've had different bananas. Like, I don't know. I don't think every banana I've ever had is exactly the same.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about bananas.
We're related to bananas.
Sure.
My dad was a banana.
Sure.
I heard that. I heard that, actually.
That was a weird fact I learned. It's like we're related to bananas.
My dad was a banana. My grandpa was a
plantain. We're all related to everything when you put it that way.
I don't know, man.
Sometimes
they just spray bananas with what, ethylene? To get them to ripen, and maybe that's why they all taste
the same. Okay, the thing about bananas is that they actually are genetically modified, and they're all exactly identical genetically, except for different varieties of banana. That is a real thing. However, there's a disease that's coming, or a pest coming for the bananas. So you guys better get your banana loving in, because in an indefinite future, something's going to happen to the bananas.
Anyways. Yeah, I wanted to ask, since this is Burlington, are you guys involved in the Burlington music scene and basement shows and all that, like DIY music kind of stuff?
I think we're trying to be like more involved with that. I mean, really, like, we only started in November. So I think we do have we had a very short window of time before like break and stuff, because we were all, away for like a month. I was like back home and stuff. But yeah, I mean, lately we've had a few shows at this place called Community of Sounds, which surprisingly, like, not many people have heard of. But it's kind of this like cool DIY spot, in the really weird location. It's near like the Amtrak station.
Is that near like the waterfront?
Yeah, it's near like the waterfront. And, yeah, so we've had a few like DIY shows there. We've like thrown like two shows, and they've all been pretty successful. And it's just cool because like we have the spot, and we're able to like do stuff with it, and we can kind of do whatever we want, you know, and kind of make our own thing. And that's like the cool part about being in a band and in the music scene, is like you get to meet all these like really interesting people. And and I think it's like really cool just meeting all these bands and then connecting with them and, you know, throwing shows with them and playing with them. It's like super cool.
Yeah, totally. I never heard of Community of Sounds.
Yeah, nor have I.
It's a cool name though. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Shout out Community of Sounds.
Shout out. Play another song for us, please.
Sure, yeah. let's see. What can we do?
Which one? The one where we don't play. Stay until the end. Yes.
Okay. This is a really short song, but it's called Steady. Say I'm talking loud and through the ground. Been thrown over and I don't need your sense. It's a study on the rise. I'm living through your fears. And I'm standing like I'm seeing no faith here.
one. That was my favorite one so far.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable. I know it's our shortest song, but...
Steady.
Steady.
Steady. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, that'd be great.
Passing the tissues over.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from the flu. Also, anyone out there, please wash your hands and be safe and try not to get other people sick, you know. Be a courteous human being.
That's a good bonus PSA, actually. Yeah.
That is a good bonus PSA.
It's flu season, true, though. So you got to be careful, you know.
They got me last week, the flu.
Did you actually have the flu last week?
Yeah, you didn't see me for like a week because I had the flu.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It sucks. I haven't had the flu since I was a kid.
How do you know it was the flu?
Because it felt like it, and it lasted for a week.
Isn't the flu just, like, the same as, like, a regular sick, though?
Yeah, but it's, like, intense. I feel like the flu, like, I get, like, chills a lot more with the flu.
That's just, like, what a fever does to you.
Oh, my God.
I have a PSA. PSA. Yes? I learned today. If you test positive for flu type A, you have to do a... avian flu test as well.
Oh shoot!
That's what they're saying in New York.
Do you get flu tested?
You should be.
Yeah, are you supposed to get flu tested?
I don't think I've ever been flu tested for.
They do them now. They do a flu test like type A, type B.
Yeah, usually I'm just type C, I'm just type D. Stay in my room for a week.
That avian flu. You're contributing to the egg crisis, people.
Which
crisis?
I'm contributing because I haven't laid any eggs this week.
I don't know which crisis is this that I'm doing.
What?
Shoot. I don't know. New crisis that I'm
Luke,
part
when
of.
When was the last time you laid an egg?
Oh.
You're contributing to the crisis. Yeah, you're part of the problem, man.
This morning, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Somebody said, I will get you sick on purpose.
That's not very
and
nice
that is
at all.
Not nice.
That's pretty mean.
Somebody also asked, what band member would most likely forget chords or lyrics during a live performance?
Ooh, probably me, because I gotta memorize all the lyrics.
I forget all the chords.
Yeah.
It's okay if you forget.
Chris doesn't even know the chords.
No. So. I actually learn the songs every time I play them.
We're all throwing ourselves on the sword.
Right.
Yeah.
There you have
like,
it.
I look
they
at
are
them
all
and
equally
like,
as.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It happens, you know? It happens to the best of us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keep it on and move it on. Like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Are you a nursing student?
No, I graduated.
Oh. You're wearing some scrubs, so I was wondering.
I just came from work. I work at Shelburne Vet Hospital.
Okay. I thought maybe Shelburne the scrubs Vet were like Hospital. A fashion choice. And I was like, oh shoot. I never seen any.
I used to wear scrubs as fashion in high school.
Well, Ivy used to wear Ivy? Ivy used to wear scrubs.
Scrubs book.
Yeah, big baggy pants.
I like the bottoms really can get away with a lot easier than
that's
the top.
That was
the V-neck isn't a common shirt cut outside of scrubs. I feel like.
And that's good.
I'm just thinking about streetwear or athleisure or sportswear. I'm gonna stop.
You don't wear the Supreme V-neck?
Do I have a Supreme V-neck?
Wait,
what?
You just mentioned Supreme V-neck, and that was the statement, and that's it.
Yeah, no, I wish I had a Supreme V-neck. That'd be awesome.
Are you talking about...
I could sell it online.
Like, one of the... What is a Supreme V-neck?
Like, the hype... Like, do you mean, like, Supreme, like, the Hypebeast brand with, like, the red... Oh, yeah. I just mean, like, I don't know what you call
it.
Do like,
they
people,
specifically
people wear
have V-necks?
Yeah, I don't know what they have. Oh. I mean...
I'm so confused. Supreme since I was, like, 13.
That's for the best.
That's crazy that you bought Supreme when you were 13. That's like
that's pretty crazy.
I'm sure that was really cool. Like,
13 or 14
back then.
That for me was like a middle school thing.
Yeah. I feel like back in those days, like logomania was big crisis.
For real.
I feel like it was a lot more about like what brands you were wearing back then. I think people. I'm getting on a whole tangent where people address more as like a style than just following brands.
We should
aimlessly.
Hear another song, actually.
Let's hear another song. I'm gonna stop talking about this.
We got two more songs.
Well, let's get into one more.
It's a short set.
That's okay.
So I'll try not to unplug my guitar amp. So this song is called Slip.
too fun. It was cut through my skin. Keep it loud inside, sealing me up into nowhere that I can. Strap through my skin, slipped up to my head.
Solid.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Thank you. Yeah, that was actually kind of a song that we all made. I think that was the most, like, collaborative song. And I think it turned out pretty well.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, no, the mic.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope y'all heard that.
Chaos
are all going down.
I have a question for you two.
Oh.
What's your favorite marine animal?
Okay, probably an anglerfish.
Okay.
I always like those.
That's solid.
My favorite one? Maybe, like, I really like a pufferfish.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think they're really cute, but I get really upset because I read that they can only puff a few times and then they die. And people
bumblebee.
Like to puff them just to make them puff up. And then every time I see that, it makes me sad.
I didn't know that. And now that I do, I won't puff a fish. I won't puff a puffer because I would
do
that.
Puffer.
That would
How
be
much puffs could a wood puff puff?
There's no such thing as...
Wait, should we go around and say...
No
our,
harm.
Our
oh, yeah, you guys
say
your
favorite.
Think
yeah,
you
yeah, the question extends to the band.
Okay, I think mine is a jellyfish. I actually,
so
like,
many
really
jellyfish.
Love jellyfish.
A specific kind
like
of jellyfish?
Like the little ones? Like
no,
the big
like
ones?
No, like the really big jellyfish. I don't... Like,
nice.
No, they're immortal?
Just the ones with the
a
insanely
box jellyfish.
Long... whatever they're called, not... Tentacles.
They are. I think they are tentacles.
Are they called tentacles?
Man.
God, I can never.
Stingers? I don't know. There's not an ocean around here. So I feel like I haven't like learned about the ocean in a pretty long time.
Me too.
Next. Marine
cool.
animal.
I don't know if y'all remember this, but there was like a news story a few years ago about like killer whales attacking rich people's yachts.
Okay.
I think for that reason, they might be my favorite sea animal, just because I think that's sick.
Yeah.
Seals.
Ooh, there's kind of like a balance.
Have you seen March of the Penguins?
Of course I have.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like.
That's an answer,
considering. Well, it's a bummer.
I mean, that's the. That's life.
Yeah, it is life.
Well, yeah, death is part of life.
That's
no, a good
answer. It's a good answer.
It's the way it goes in the old merry-go-round.
Peter doesn't know what he's talking about.
What about the March of the Whales?
Yeah.
You ever saw that movie?
That's right. No, whales have kids too.
You ever seen Free Willy? That's a good movie about a whale.
Go to
y'all
he becomes friends
up.
With a human boy.
Manatees are good. Manatees
yes.
are good.
A solid
They're up
choice.
There. Yeah, I think that's the one. That's the one for me.
It sucks what happens to those manatees with those boats. Well, because the manatees just like are hanging out. That's what they do. And then they get run over by boats.
I'm feeling upset. You're
showing me manatee photos,
about
I think?
That.
What is that?
Probably a whale. I had a manatee in my dream
stingray.
Last night, though.
Stingray.
Oh, stingray. Big stingray. That's a good fan one. In the mixing booth. Okay, who is next?
Peter?
I think you are the last.
There's only
Peter.
One more answer.
I think we have one more audio engineer to give an answer.
Audio
or is it just
engineer answer?
Party of one back there.
If you... Okay. Why don't you share yours and then we'll get
fair,
one out
fair.
Here.
My favorite is
whale shark.
Whale shark.
Whale shark.
Whale shark's good. Whale sharks are cool.
Are so cool.
And
honestly,
what?
Any shark is so cool.
What was the shark? What was the second shark? Reef shark. Ooh, that's a scary shark.
No, they said reef shark.
That's a scary shark. I don't. Yeah.
Or like goblin shark.
Goblin sharks.
So,
are,
there's
yeah,
so many.
Lots of
there's
sharks.
A lot of sharks.
Megalodons are cool. They're extinct.
Big shark.
R.I.P.
Maybe.
R.I.P.
My favorite is octopus. I'm an octopus guy. Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Ever seen the octopus teacher?
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
Cried.
I thought you were a squid guy.
What do you guys think
I
about that octopus teacher movie?
During that movie.
At what point?
Well, because, I mean,
at what
it's
point
kind of a
at
controversial
the end,
movie.
After they had their, like, connection,
yeah.
And then the...
Well, people think that the guy has a crush on the octopus is, like, the controversy.
See, I thought that was, like, a weird thing, because, like, everyone thought he, like, had some weird kind of, like...
Yeah, because he, like, abandoned his family for this octopus. He's, like, talking about how he spends, like, his entire waking hours
God
at the beach instead of with his family. And then everyone's like, this is kind of messed up, man. You can't just dedicate your whole life to this octopus. But he doesn't care.
It was like, wasn't it like a couple of years? It was like a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't live that long.
And then, I don't know, did the octopus die?
Octopus got
yeah, the
eight,
octopus
yeah.
dies.
Yeah.
I also
that's
read
the
this
circle
book.
Of life,
I read
I
this book called The Remarkably Bright Creatures.
Yeah,
and it's like from the it's from the perspective, like part of it is from the perspective of an octopus and how it's like super smart and everything.
Yeah.
But it's a, like really sad. It like has this connection like with its caretaker, I guess, as well, kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
And like the octopus helps reunite the woman with like her son,
uh-huh.
her like long lost son or whatever. Anyway, yeah. It's nice. And then he like knows, it just like knows that it's dying and it's just like a matter of fact kind of thing. And it's just like, well, I've done what I should do as a creature of this earth.
Yeah.
As an octopus. And I was like, okay. I'm sorry for bringing that up.
We could all, hope,
like
we could all hope to get there
someday. I like to eat salmon.
Well, salmon are really cool. Like, they go under a lot of physical change in their lifetime. Like a sockeye salmon and an Atlantic salmon. Like, their whole body and coloration changes. And they get really scary looking, but it's kind of dope.
Have you seen the salmon tube?
Oh,
yes.
Like,
where they just, like, send them over the
yeah.
mountains?
Yeah, well, they have,
tube.
Like, a fish elevator in Winooski.
That's awesome.
If you've ever been.
Do they send them to a tube there, too?
No, I think it's like, an elevator.
Oh, okay.
And they don't get, like, they get, like, five salmon a year.
Yeah,
like, it's not, it's a lot of infrastructure for, like, five fish. But it's nice that they do it for those guys.
That's
they work
cool,
hard.
Like, the tube, I love the tube.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, tube's cool.
Have
it's kind of traumatic, though.
Fish from Lake Champlain before?
Have I eaten
no,
fish from Lake Champlain?
I probably don't think you should, because it's, like, polluted with.
Yeah.
Bad things.
See, I've heard it's not.
No, I don't know. I haven't. I don't have a fishing license.
I also don't really like bass that much, so.
Yeah.
I think that's the only like edible fish.
Sea lampreys.
Sorry. Yeah, lampreys. Kaylee in the booth said that her favorite is a thimble jellyfish for sure.
Yeah. Oh. Heck yeah.
Somebody in the chat said. No, that wasn't Chat's take. That was Kaylee in the booth. But Chat's take says, can this band do the thug shaker? When does the band get naked? What three things would each band member want to have on a deserted island?
Can we hear
that
the first two again?
Wow.
Or let's
can this band
go, let's
do
just go
the thug
time.
Shaker?
What?
Do you guys know what that means?
Say it one more time.
The thug shaker.
No.
Is that an inside joke with a friend?
Next maybe. Question.
When does the band get naked?
Privately.
Next show, we're going to do
next
a
show.
Naked show.
You do
the
community of sound, little Red Hot Chili Peppers action.
Yeah, like Flea at Woodstock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No
sock for you guys. Bold, bold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be like a VIP thing, you know.
Yeah.
See the band.
Come backstage.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's a message for the groupies.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I know a spot, and it's the Winooski Fish Tube.
That's what I said.
Nice.
They just said what I said.
Well, you're too late.
Oh, that's true.
And what three things would each band member want to take on a deserted island? Or want to have on a deserted island?
I feel
island?
Like only practical things, like definitely a compass.
What to do go you need where? A compass you're on a deserted on a island. Deserted island. That's the worst answer.
I guess, because, like, you know, if you try to, like, you know, I don't know. Like,
you don't need a compass.
You gotta know
here's why you don't
need
a compass.
From.
Because the sun. The sun.
Oh, I guess that's true.
East and west.
You just died. You're dead on this game.
I feel like it's pretty
next.
Small. Like, it's not, like, Lost. It's, like.
It's like Castaway.
It's, like, SpongeBob.
It's, like, Castaway.
Soccer ball, then.
You get three things, yeah.
So you have a compass
maybe
and a
like
soccer
like a cast
ball.
Iron pan.
I don't know if compass.
Probably like I don't know, like a flare gun or something, you know.
Yeah.
So you gotta signal the people.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe like a knife, a hammock.
Yeah, I'd bring a genie, and then I could wish for other.
You're
things.
One of those kids. Yeah. You can't do that.
That's
not
about
cheating.
Me. What would you guys bring? Yep, that's a good answer.
No, you
helicopter.
Guys are cheating. You guys are cheating.
Jetpack. Portal.
Yeah. Oh, worms. You just want to pull them out of your pocket.
I'd probably bring, like, a Walkman and two Guided by Voices albums.
All right, you guys fail this assignment. You're dead.
Wait.
I just bring three LPs.
A acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of fun answers. I'm trying to think of
There's
a fun
so
answer,
many fun
but it's
answers.
Just like
somebody,
fire starter.
I'm actually not going to say that.
Seeds.
Seeds.
My answer is too practical. You gotta
don't
you
take
know,
illegal
a,
drugs
a nice Makita
onto the island,
tool
you guys.
Set.
Yeah.
I'd bring
an
all
invasive
my favorite
species.
Hobbies with me.
Yeah. Evil.
I was bringing an invasive species.
Evil. Don't do that.
I'd bring an Nintendo Switch.
No, all my favorite.
Bring all my friends.
So you're confident enough that you can build a fire, hunt, and forage
well,
for all of your
but,
food?
Well, that's like, that will, you know, I'm trying to find, like, you know, there's the pragmatic answers.
It's like, if I can't do that, I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, no, because if you can't start a fire, you can bring fire starter with you.
First answer.
Well,
fire.
If you know.
But, I mean, fire starter is a finite resource.
Well,
you run
like
out of fire starter.
Know.
Not if you have, like, a flint and steel.
Yeah, perpetual fire.
If you know you're going to die, though, I think you got to have fun.
Why would you
there.
Die?
Well,
you could be, like Castaway.
Iodine tablets? So no, you don't need that.
No.
What if, like, a big storm?
What would
you
take?
Have you ever seen the Outer Banks? Like, what? No, I'm kidding.
No.
What would you take as number one, besides Firestarter?
I told you, a cast iron pan.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. What are you cooking on it?
What do you mean?
You can't cook
what are you
anything
cooking on
if
it?
You got nothing to cook.
A catch with what?
I would catch fish. Well, I can make a spear.
Oh yeah.
Out of
with
I
what?
Can carve a rock. I guess I would want a sharp, a nice knife. So
yeah,
I have a
yeah,
nice
okay.
Right now. I have a nice knife.
Uh-huh.
And a cast iron pan.
Yeah.
Because with my knife, I can whittle a spear.
Yeah.
And I can make a spear for my fishing. I can make a bow and arrow
mm-hmm.
as well to catch other things.
It's the start of a kitchen set.
I could learn
a lot.
I could get into that trade. And
you know what's really fun is knife throwing.
Mm. Oh, I've never done that before.
If you get like three really good knives, it's like so fun. So I wish there was a place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd bring three knives with me.
Three knives?
Yeah.
I'd bring a wizard to
Can
the
you
island.
Stop?
And then
a wizard.
I'd be like, hey,
I'd
wizard, I'm feeling hungry. I wish for a hamburger, and then the wizard would be like, da 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 da. And then I'd also bring a genie. And then, I don't know what else I'd bring. I'd bring probably food after, or like a knife, I guess. I don't know, whatever. But I think the wizard,
you're
like, usually like, covers everything that I. Fuda? Like the Chinese restaurant?
Fuda.
Yeah, I've
never
Fuda.
Had
Fuda yeah.
Chinese.
Yeah, that place is crazy. It's
Wait,
it's a very.
Inside?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
It's a liminal space.
What
it's kind of nuts in there, yeah.
I've been there. I went there a lot freshman year. I used to take the bus to go to Fuda, and then my friend got an anaphylactic shock.
What?
From the peanut oil.
Fuda?
From the Fuda at Fuda. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the peanut oil. Yeah, she didn't know they used peanut oil, and then, yeah, mm-hmm. She's okay.
Speaking of peanut oil, you guys should play your last song.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Good transition.
Yeah.
No, it's just all been talking.
Last song of Slowpoke.
Yeah, the song is, it's called Bites. It's a Pokemon reference.
Song of the Summer, Pokemon reference.
This is our one Pokemon reference.
It's a full circle moment, I feel.
Okay.
We started off talking about the Pokemons.
Yeah. Faker. You know that I can fake it. Like I said, you can only slip past your tongue. Pointing out nothing, thinking of something, biting down on your tongue.
Guys,
thanks.
Do you have, where can you like find your music? Do you have anything out anywhere? Any shows coming up? Tell us about it.
Currently we don't have any music out, since we kind of just, I think in the grand scheme of things, kind of like just started, but very soon, probably we don't have any like shows set up, but we may be playing one at Community of Sound soon. Also, maybe Radio Bean. Perhaps. We'll let you know.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah,
Slowpoke
on
WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. This is Exposure. Tune in next Wednesday, same time, 6 to 8 p.m. for some more awesome local music. Thanks, everyone. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Good.
You let her wonder.
Exposure. dancing in the flames. The night inviting the swelling tides of your touch. Sharp tongues that cut too deep. Maybe I like it too much. Flashes and waves, don't try to save me now. And it always hits the same way. Only the sun could ever phase me out. So I'm still dancing in the flames. Oh, I'm in the haze, so don't come save me now. I know it always is the same.
Just a minute, it was all so real. and she kneels down over by the window, and she says a prayer for me. I got my own way of praying, and every prayer's begun with a southern accent where I come from.
When you